Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that. Thank you very much for joining, you industrial juggernauts, all of you out there. This platform, this Industrial Talk solution is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies. It is all about you and your success. That's what this is all about. We got a great interview happening right now. I've been trying to work on this gentleman for the past, it hasn't been years. But anyway, once again, let's get the show on the road. And thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. All right, everybody out there. You know the Industrial Talk Podcast is dedicated to you, the professional. We want to continue to provide the content that is necessary for you to be a success. And we talk about sales and marketing. We talk about leadership. We talk about operations. We talk about it all. But one of the, probably from my perspective, the biggest component associated with all of those factors is, are you properly capitalized? Do you have the available financial resources to achieve your expansion, to achieve the goals and the purpose that you were called to be in your business? And for many, you know, you just sit there and you get into it and you dig into it and you just start doing stuff. And I know for me personally, taking a company public and being a part and running my own company, I understand the importance of a proper financial structure, access to capital, to be able to take advantage of opportunities. Now, this interview, and we're going to go right into it, this interview, it's with a good friend by the name of Keith McCaslin. Can you believe it? I know you McCaslin. I don't know. You get tongue-tied. But anyway, Keith is a good buddy. And, of course, I always miscommunicate names all the time on the Industrial Talk Podcast. But anyway, he's got some mad financial street cred. He's got a tremendous amount of knowledge. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be creating a series on the Industrial Talk Podcast that is specific to gaining that industrial growth capital you need as a company, as an individual who is running a company. And Keith has got a tremendous three-step process that we're going to just sort of continue to expand upon. And then into the future, we're going to expand upon other solutions so that you can take advantage of this great economy. Keith McCaslin, how you doing, my friend?
Scott McKenzie, I'm doing great today, buddy. How you doing?
Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
Not a problem, my friend.
Hey, you know as well as I do, and we've had this conversation a number of times, one of the things, that, of course, I'm passionate about sales, marketing, branding, all of the things that increase, you know, that your business's bottom line. But a big component of that, and I mean, I don't care how wonderful you sell and market, if you don't have the capital to really take advantage of opportunities, I mean, so there's a real fine balance between having the right capital, having the right sales, marketing, branding procedures and processes and strategies in place to be able to overall achieve your legacy. So give us a little background on who you are and why you're so spectacular, and then talk about what we want to talk about.
Hey, Scott. No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you once again. And, you know, my background, I spent many years, I spent a lot of time in the private equity world as both a chief financial officer and chief executive officer, you know, taking companies and growing them for the likes of the Blackstone Group and the Sterling Group, Stonebridge Partners, Comvest Partners, taking companies that have been family businesses, transition to the private equity space, growing them, and then help eventually selling them. You know, and the things you look at when you come into business are a few things. One is, do they have the industrial growth capital to succeed? Number one. Number two, are they structured? And do they have the right talent and the strategy to grow? You know, we're going to talk in a future series, we're going to talk about that component of strategy, structure, and talent. But today we're going to focus on the industrial growth capital of it. And again, it's so important, especially for, you know, small to medium-sized businesses that need that capital to grow. The big industrial companies, they've got the capital. It's not as important to them, but the guys who are on that upward growth curve, they need the growth capital. And based on my experience, I think I've got some knowledge that I can share with the listeners that that they typically may not have known or they know, and just kind of, it's a good reminder, again, how to go about getting that capital.
A point of clarity for the listeners out there, what do you constitute, let's say, a small to mid? Give us a little, you know, definition of that.
Yeah, I mean, in my view, it's, you know, I'll talk EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Not the net income before, you know, tax that a lot of people think about. But if they're making somewhere in the EBITDA range of $1 million to $50 million of EBITDA, that's kind of in the sweet spot we're talking about today.
Very good, very good. So I'm going to put on my small business hat on, and you come on in. What are you going to focus in on me first? What are you going to look at?
You know, typically the businesses are going to be, maybe the founder is still involved in the business. It's a family-owned business, or it may be two or three partners involved in the business, and they're having trouble getting traditional lenders to look at them. I mean, typically a bank, if you don't need money, they're willing to lend you money. But if you don't need it, I mean, if you do need it, it's difficult to get. You know, so one of the first things we go and talk to them about is, hey, you've got to rely on your credit rating, you know, in order to access capital from the lenders. And we'll talk to them about something that's called the credit utilization ratio, or CUR. And most people have never heard that before. You know, what is CUR? Well, the credit utilization ratio takes all of your revolving credit that's reported on your credit file, aggregates it. So let's just say, as an example, take a single credit card that has $1,000 limit on it, and you've got $4 of expenditures on there. You've got a CUR of 40%. So what do lenders want to see? You know, they want to see 20% or less. And unsecured lenders are going to want to see aggregated CUR of all your individual credit cards and your outstanding debt below 40%. So that's a number most people don't think about when they're looking at their credit. And that does impact their ability to gain access to the credit markets.
I would imagine. And so for me, small business guy, I'm going to work on my credit. I want to get my CUR in a good condition. And that would be my first focus as an industrial company to say, okay, what's my CUR? Okay, let's get it all taken care of. And you look at all of the parameters and you develop that strategy to get it into the right percentage and sustain it, right? You don't want to just say, okay, you're at 20% now, and then next week you go and blow it and then it's back up to whatever.
Exactly. You know, it's like everything in business. You've got to be diligent with it. You've got to focus on it. You've got to take care of it. I mean, so when I look at a customer or a client that comes and says, hey, we need growth capital. We're in a marketplace or we've got a niche that we can really expand upon, but we need to get credit. You know, we'll talk about a couple things. One is get the CUR under control. Another thing we'll have them do is pull their credit report and take a look at their credit report, because people may not want to talk about it, but there may be some bad things in the credit report that need to be taken care of. You know, so that way then I'll walk them through kind of a three-step process.
I'm going to interject something here.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, so that if you're listening out there, and I understand we're talking credit, we're talking about credit report, you're not alone. It's not a bad thing. Get it in order. There are strategies that we're going to talk about to get it in order, correct?
That is correct. And if people haven't looked at their credit report, do you know how many errors are out there that can easily be taken off, but people don't even look? You know, let's say you go apply for a car loan, as an example, and that car dealer goes to pull your credit, but he hits your credit 10 times, okay? He didn't pull it just once. It's for whatever reason, they pulled it multiple times. Each time they hit it, it dropped your credit report anywhere from 10 to 20 points. See, how do you like that one?
Ouch. My gosh. Okay, so now we're going down the three steps. We're working on our CURs. Now we're going down the three steps. And also, you industrial people out there, you need to do it. You need capital. Even if you're not accessed, you need to have the ability to gain capital. Go ahead.
You know, and there's an old expression, Scott, I know you've heard it before, is that every business owner needs to have what they'll call dry powder. You know, what does dry powder mean? Dry powder means you need to have that cash that's there in excess for a rainy day, yeah, for an emergency, for growth, for an opportunity that presents itself. Cash and a lot of business owners don't have that dry powder ready.
Yeah, I got you. Very good.
So let's talk about the three-step process. You know, one of the first things after we look at the CUR and, you know, and talk about credit, we'll talk to them about, you know what, let's get what's called a merchant cash advance. Some people call it an MCA, or they also have what they call a modified merchant cash advance. You say, like, what does that mean? Is that like loan sharking? Or is that high interest loan? No, it is typically going to be a simple interest loan that has no prepayment penalty associated with it, that the business owner only pays for the amount of capital or credit that they use. You know, you can get these loans anywhere from, you know, a small amount up to $100,000. And why are these important? Because you can get those loans and have some dry powder. But number two, if you have a CUR issue, as we've talked about a few minutes ago, step number two is you can use part of now this cash advance loan that you have to pay down. So if you've got 40% on your CUR and you want to pay some of it down and then put it under the merchant cash advance loan, you can do that. You can get your CUR down by just transferring it to the other loan because it won't be counted as revolving credit because it's a different type loan.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
That is great. That's a great strategy.
You know, and typically, you know, you get these and then you also then look at the credit report. We'll pull a credit report, look at it. If there are some issues on it, I'm telling you, if people don't look at those, don't pull those credit reports on a frequent basis, there are mistakes. There are errors that appear on them that can, if you don't challenge them, they negatively impact you. There are other things that may be derogatory that have been over there for a period of time that can be challenged. They can be removed. You know, and so you can typically go back and because creditors are going to look at the past 2 years, that's what they consider to be really a relevant history on your credit report. You know, and we can work with you and the credit agencies to get those items removed. You know, how long does it take? Someone say, well, geez, I need the money in 2 months, you know, a month and a half. Well, typically you can get derogatory items that we go and dispute with the bank. Errors and that everything off your credit report within 40 days. It, you know, takes us about 10 days to actually do the physical work. And when I say 10 days, that's 10 banking days, not calendar days. And don't forget those banking holidays. But then you also have the other 30 days, banking days, involve the credit agency posting it and then getting it off the credit report so your credit history gets clear. Okay. And those items, once they're removed, you know, they're gone, which is very important. And all of a sudden now you've gotten what? You've paid your CUR down and you've got your credit report cleaned up and now you've boosted your credit rating, okay? So when you talk to the business owners, those are a couple of great steps there. So what's the final step? Well, now you've got your credit restored. You've got some ability to borrow now because you do have the credit restored. You've got a good credit history. And what you can do is go refinance that MCA because typically MCA is going to be a higher than market loan. And now you want to go back and get a competitively priced loan for your capital, right?
Yeah.
So once you go through this three-step process, now all of a sudden as a business owner, you know, you've worked with us at Midas, you've worked with your lenders, you've now got dry capital, you know, dry powder to grow your business, a clean credit report. All good things for yourself personally, as well as your business.
You know, I love the strategy because what you're doing is you're getting that financial house in order. One, boom, as through the steps. That's great. And then you're able to at least strategically say, okay, now I want to be able to expand my business. I want to be able to grow my business. Even if you want to sell your business, you're still having to get that financial house in order. If I was listening, which I am listening, and I'm a business owner, I would want to make sure that at least today have that financial house in order so that the dry powder, so that I can take advantage of the opportunities that might come to my way in the near future, at least just at a minimum, and then develop the strategies to be able to access those opportunities. I think it's a great opportunity strategy.
No, absolutely. I mean, you've got to be able as a business owner, you know, you're going to have those rainy days. Something's going to happen. And how do you react? If you don't put together a strategy in advance, don't execute these tactics we've talked about today to ensure that you've got that dry powder, that incremental industrial growth capital at your disposal, then you can't react when opportunities present themselves. I mean, you could be sitting there talking to, you know, another competitor or someone else in your industry, and they come up to you and say, hey, I really think we're thinking about exiting. Your father's been in the business forever. We want to sell. Would you be interested in acquiring our business? Bing, bing, bing. You know, the horns go off, the lights go on. This is a simple way for you now to grow your business by acquiring that. But if you have these other issues you haven't addressed, you're not able to capitalize on that opportunity that just presented itself to you.
All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners, that's Keith McCaslin. And we're going to be continuing this series and getting your financial house in order so that you can definitely take and get that growth capital to be able to build your business, expand your business. I think that's solid wisdom coming from an old sage. You're not that old.
sage, maybe. Sage, yeah.
And I want you guys out there on Industrial Talk, hang tight. We're going to provide all the information that you need to get a hold of Keith and the opportunities to be able to at least get that financial house in order, you industrial juggernaut out there. Got to do it. So thank you very much. Once again, we will be right back. And Keith, looking forward to the next series in your financial, program.
Good. Thanks, Scott. Scott, thanks. Appreciate the time today. And yes, we've got a lot of great things to share with everybody in terms of industrial growth.
Very good.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line and that you can be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon and be safe out there. All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners, that gentleman's name is Keith McCaslin. He is with Midas Financial. Get a hold of that guy. And in fact, you got to get his contact information and put it in your Rolodex. I don't even know if Rolodex still exists, but if you did have one, you put it in there because you need to contact the guy. Get a hold of him at Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at Midas-Financial.com. That's Keith at Midas-Financial.com and get that credit repaired. It's okay because we're going to be putting on this series of being able to get the capital you need to grow your business, to expand your business in times of challenges, be able to keep that business going. And all that means is you need capital. And the first step into that, make sure that your credit is good. And if not, get it repaired. Those folks at Midas Financial know exactly what to do to help you get on board with that credit. And once again, thank you very much. And what you're going to do is you're going to go out to industrialtalk.com. And all of the steps and all of the details associated with that is out there at industrialtalk.com. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You know, you always have to be safe. And I am so honored. This platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies. You guys are changing the world out there. So thank you very much for what you do. Never, ever, never, ever minimize your impact to what you are doing in your industrial profession. So thank you very much. Be safe. And we're going to have three more of these coming up in this particular series. So thank you very much. Take care. Be safe. Talk to you later.